Kuf Vav Vav Ziv Gimel. Kav Mokim Shem Yochel Koyz and Mispar Shem Siva Koyz and Mispar and Tzorak and Moisek. Any place that a person will be down by himself and he makes such a mistake, he'd have to say Mishmon Esri. Shem Siva Mechazen Uzzil. We also say over Hishmon Esri, Kavach Mon Esri. Which is Mal Kolon. Chutz Vishach Yishor Shvoyich. Exception to the rule of Shach Yishor Shvoyich. Ka'un Shachach Shem Siva Vayz Ki Yavu Yavu Ad Shehishlim Tzvilasan. If we got to say Yavi Yavi and nobody called him until he finished Shmon Esrei, they know Zim Roitzim Pnei Terech HaTzibur. Since it's because of Big Tirch of the Tzibur to say Shmon Esrei a second time, we don't require to do that. Ah, he wasn't the Yotzim Shmon Esrei. Shrei Tzvias Musaf L'Fonav Shumaski Boi Rish Chodesh. Maisef has not wanted that person to mention Rish Chodesh, so he'll mention that in Musaf. So therefore, even though an individual has to say Shmon Esrei, but the Shrei Tzibur doesn't have to say over it, and by Musaf he'll be the kind of an Indian of Yimaski. Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, Halacha says the same thing applies in Chol HaMoed. We also have a Shmei Esrei with Haskara of the Yom Tov. If you have Chazan forgot to say it, then he doesn't have to say Shmei Esrei and will rely on the Muslim. He's good Chodesh, he should be lost. The Chodesh, let's say, Dave is a Tel Sibur. If he was only caught that if he got to say Yalva Yavu when he got to the 16th Shabbat, since he's still knows Shmei Esrei, and it's enough to go back to Betzei, that's not considered a big tear for the Tzibur, and therefore we require him to go back and say, from that point to Shmei Esrei, let's say. The Mor says, V'yeshoimim t'im tor b'shachas b'shavs v'yontuf dinik mo shroidish v'hokin yorv. It's a very unusual statement of the Ramor. If you made such a mistake in shachas b'shavs and yontuf, like you did on Rosh Chodesh, then it's the same thing, applies to Shliach Tzibur. The question is, what is the case? The case on Rosh Chodesh is, he said the regular Shmei Esrei, he forgot to say Yom V'yov, so people also forgot to remind him. In order to make this type of mistake on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he has to say the Shabbos Shmon Esrei, he said a weekday Shmon Esrei. And he said this applies only if you finish the entire tefillah. So basically, it's not that case where you managed to go a full weekday Shmon Esrei until they caught that he made a mistake. Talking about on Shabbos. He says, Hochi Nog, that's the minute. What Shaykh a minute? You know, it never happened in the whole history, such a. And it could have happened, but it's a very unusual thing. Okay, Seth, this whole deal. That he doesn't say it over again as if he finished the whole Shmon Esrei. So the Allah of Emet is so disturbed by that. What's Shaykh to say? Hochi Nog in a case where he managed to finish the entire Shmon Esrei before the Chatzai sang a weekday. So said, and maybe what the Ramah says, Hochi Nog is talking about a case where it was Shabbos and Yom Tov together, and he said the Yom Tov Shmon Esrei without remembering the Shabbos part. So that already, people are not listening too intensively. They won't catch him because he said the regular Shmon Esrei just forgot to add those Haskaras of Shabbos. In that case, even though he did not mention Shabbos and Shabbos, but he won't have to say Shmon Esrei, because the Shliach Tzibur by Musaf will be Maskei Shabbos. So once again, this halacha is only nogeh to the Chazonim if he managed to finish the entire Shmon Esrei without mentioning Shchodesh or Yom Tov or Shabbos, then he can rely on Musaf for that. Siv David and Tor Shliach Tzibur is part of Lachash. Shliach Tzibur, when he davened his private Shmon Esrei, he made a mistake. That's what he said. Masha Baruch HaMor HaGeshem in the summer. So he has to say of Shmon Esrei. Lo'ilam Eino Choyzeh Mispal Shreinis. Do not make up that Shmon Esrei B'tei Torah HaTzibur. You have to wait for Shmon Esrei to say an extra Shmon Esrei before he starts. So the Tzibur is supposed to not keep the Tzibur waiting. L'Stoymech HaTzvila Shizpal B'Kodron. The Tzvila that he uses for Chazor HaShat will work for him for his first time around. Now here the Mishra Bruce is a Chibish. So by Maya the guy stuck. He's a chazan for Meyer, and he forgot that he said Tzayin Talmud, some of the chaps. There's nothing to rely on, because he's not going to say it with Shmon Esrei. It's in such a case in the Chanana, he has to say it with Shmon Esrei. He says in Mishavru another Chiddush, and Shabbos, if you made a mistake in the tefillah of Shmon Esrei Shabbos, and by Shabbos night, Leil Shabbos, he does not have to say over the Shmon Esrei, because you rely on the Brocha Me'ein Sheva, the shortened version of Shmon Esrei, which Leil Siva says on Leil Shabbos. It's a Chiddush, because it's not the full Shmon Esrei. Even so, the Mishagrua holds that that is good enough. The Chayra, in the case where, by Meir, didn't say the proper Shmon Esrei, he has to make up that Shmon Esrei because he's nothing to rely on. It could be that Mistabah, he doesn't have to make it up right away. Let him say the Kaddish, finish off the Tefillah, and then afterwards, on his own time, make up the Shmon Esrei. Can't keep all the Tefillah waiting for him to make up the Shmon Esrei. The thing of, on Leil Shabbos, you can make up the Shmon Esrei and the Tefillah may ain't Sheva. It's only talking about it's only Shabbos. It's Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then it won't help because in the main Shabbos you do not mention Yom Tov, so you're not going to be singing it. Continues the Mechaber, this din, say that a chazan who made a mistake his private Shemone Esrei, he relies on the Chazar Sashas to be his Shemone Esrei. He says, V'chulish Leitav V'sholosh Rishonis. Shemtav V'hem La'olam Chayze K'moy She'yochen Chayze. It's not talking about a case where he made a mistake in the first three brachas. Like, for example, he said, Kela Kodesh Naseres Me'tshuva instead of Melech HaKodesh. In such a case that he made a mistake in the beginning, then he should go back and fix himself up. He should not rely on the next Shemone Esrei. Truth is, the question is, what are we talking about? When did he catch himself? Did he catch himself after he finished the Tari Shemone Esrei? Or is he in the middle of Shemone Esrei? So Mishra Berurah says, they're talking about that he reminded himself before he finished Shemone Esrei. He's in the middle of Shemone Esrei, he suddenly caught 1 second, he said, Akela Kodesh, that's there, he's made children. Same as the Shliach Tziva, starts out from the beginning. But, said the Mishra Berurah, Im Hishnim Tzivasai, if he already finished the Tari Shemone Esrei, so don't, even though the mistake was in the first three brachas, you're not to go back, because he could rely on it. That's first Shemone Esrei wasn't good, but it was on the Chazor Sashas. Mishra Berurah says, the Torah disagrees even by the first three brachas, and he says, if somebody wants to rely on him, not say Shemone Esrei again, or Eloh Hitzin. I'm lacking a little clarity in this whole thing, because it's mashmir for the Torah, that if, the way he's setting things up. This whole thing is talking about, he didn't finish Shemone Esrei. He's a middle Shemone Esrei, and suddenly he said, Akel HaKodesh, instead of Melech HaKodesh, and says to me, Tshuva. So he's not saying the proper Shemone Esrei. So what should he do now? So according to the first opinion, he has to start over again. And take a little bit longer until he gets to... According to the second opinion, that even though he made a mistake in the first three, he could rely on the second Shemone Esrei. But what does he do now? He's a middle Shemone Esrei, and he said Akel HaKodesh. So how does it continue? He's saying Shemone Esrei is not a good Shemone Esrei. So much more that you could just finish it off the way it is, which is interesting. So that needs a little bit more clarity.